is going on. Breast is best, we're told that all the time. That's what parents are told, definitely. But what if you want to feed your baby, but you can't? And many mothers can't. A group of mothers in Blackpool are campaigning to save their local Starbuddies breastfeeding peer support service. This is after the local authority announced it's going to close the service completely at the end of next month. Now, the council says funding will be transferred to the health visitor service. Is that good enough? Well, a little earlier today, some of the mums met up at a cafe in the resort to voice their concerns. BBC Radio Lancashire's Nishma Hindoshi was there.
The Starbuddies, they texted me, they rang me every day when I was feeling low, they spoke to me all the time. They just made me feel that I could actually do it, you know, they made me feel that everything that I was doing was right. My mum breastfed me, it was really, really important to me, but I just really struggled and I needed that support.
These are just some of the concerns raised by the group of mums at the cafe. Starbuddies are trained peer supporters and mums who have breastfed their own babies. In the last 10 years, they've helped thousands of mums and babies in the resort.
Right, so we're here so that we can kind of gather mums' voices today. I just knew that you'd all want to know.
My name is Shell Banks and I'm internationally board certified lactation consultant working in Lancashire.
I'm worried about the idea of continuing to encourage mothers to breastfeed, telling them antenatally that breastfeeding is better for their child, and then not being able to back that up in the immediate postpartum period. Although the midwives are also excellent and the neonatal staff are excellent where those families are in the neonatal unit. But this, we're going to lose 40 to 50 hours a week on the hospital ward of support from these peer supporters who are just excellent and have the time to sit with mums. I'm really worried about the effect that this will have on our families locally.
The UK has among the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world, and Blackpool has some of the lowest breastfeeding rates in England. But since the service started, breastfeeding rates have increased by 50%.
I actually feel like I missed out with my first daughter because I didn't have that support. Because if I'd missed out this time, and say it made me depressed, I don't think I could have coped with that a second time. And I'm very, very thankful, very, very grateful for that help, especially in the hospital. And I wouldn't want not only the numbers of people who breastfeed to drop, the people who extended breastfeed, I think they will drop dramatically.
We are 7 months now in and we're still breastfeeding, so literally I wouldn't be here breastfeeding today if it wasn't for them.
My main concerns are if it wasn't for the Starbuddy team, I wouldn't have been able to continue breastfeeding. My little boy was about a week old and I was all for giving up, even though breastfeeding was something I always wanted to do.
The local authority insists support will continue, but funding will be directed towards its health visitor service, something Shell says wouldn't work.
I do agree that health visitors can help with breastfeeding support, absolutely. The health visitors in our area have got baby-friendly standard training, and so they all are able to help with breastfeeding support. But crucially, not on the hospital ward, and not in the first 10 days before the health visitors get involved in the family's life. So we will have lost a huge amount of women who have given up breastfeeding before the health visitors come back into supporting them at 10 days. Additionally, the health visitors are already really stretched. So to ask them to have another demand on their time, something that might take a couple of hours of somebody sitting with a mum if they've got some real complex issues or multifaceted issues. It's just not fair to put that on the health visitors or to have that as an expectation. And we will just have a decrease in breastfeeding success for these mothers and these babies.
Radio Action's Nishma Hindoshi with that report from Blackpool this afternoon.
Travel you can trust.
More online
at bbc.co.uk/Lancashire.
Well, it's all well and good, but you can't have the end before the beginning.